between a father and his daughter, home of the artisan's pen, where the reading list doubles as field gear.
AB Silence Ministries has been putting out resources aimed squarely at people stepping into ministry and spiritual leadership. And today we're looking at what that preparation actually involves. Let's start with the training manuals themselves.
The central question here is, what happens after someone says yes to ministry? After the ordination, the title, the handshake, when the weight of the thing actually arrives?
The 5 C's of a Soldier of Christ masterclass frames that moment directly. The setup is scripture first. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. That's 1 Corinthians 2:9, and it's doing real work here.
Because the verse cuts both ways. God's purpose being greater than you imagined is encouraging, and also the reason feelings of inadequacy show up the moment you accept the call.
Exactly the tension the manual addresses. It draws from 2 Corinthians 3, 4-6, and 2 Timothy to work through character, charge, comfort, and practical responsibility. There are self-evaluations, ministry applications, and it closes with graduation exercises and a certificate of completion, structured enough for ordination preparation or a church discipleship program, not just personal reading.
It's a full curriculum dressed as a book, which is a reasonable thing to hand someone who just realized the job is larger than the job description.
The anchor verse for stewardship lands it plainly. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4:2. That's the through line. Not extraordinary gifting, but faithfulness in what you've been given.
And then there's dressed for battle, which takes a different angle on the same preparation problem.
Right. Most believers can name the pieces of the whole armor of God from Ephesians 6. Dressed for battle is designed for the gap between naming the armor and actually wearing it. It works through each piece individually. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and examines biblical patterns from both testaments, showing how spiritual warfare operates in practice.
There's a line in the description that earns its keep. The armor was never intended to remain words on a page. It was given to be worn. That's the distinction both resources are making. Knowledge as a starting point, not a destination. Whether it's ministry structure or spiritual warfare, the material is built for application.
Preparation and faithfulness. Two threads worth carrying forward.
What ties these together is the gap between accepting a call and being ready to walk it out, and resources that take that gap seriously.
Next time, we'll see what else is being built in that space.